Okay, so we're beginning the fourth parak, and the first exciting topic in the fourth parak is that of tefillas tashlumin. The classic chakira, if you will, within tefillas tashlumin, which we'll use just as a tool of exploring some of the shitas rishonim and poskim within tefillas tashlumin, is what the nature of the takana tefillas tashlumin is. We know that there's some takana, that if a person, betos, ba'ones, b'shogeg, failed to daven one tefillah, then there is tashlumin at some point later. So is that tashlumin to be considered basically the equivalent of the tefillah that you missed? I mean, if you miss shacharis, there's a takana that allows you to make up shacharis during minchah, and that extra tefillah is really to be considered tefillah shacharis. Or is it nature of the takana that you're ready not to shacharis, we're not going to call the extra tefillah tashlumin shacharis, but we tell you to daven the tefillah of the new time twice. That the takana is to be mispalo mincha twice. And we'll see many nav kamina. Another way of saying it, I came across this nice little sefer, or nice big sefer, in the Beis Medrash this week, entitled the Bikurei Aretz by Rav Avram Tucker. Don't know who that is. But the way he frames the question is the difference between the tefillah whose mind it is now and the tefillah tashlumin a difference in the chalos ha-tefillah, meaning is one to be considered mincha, one to be considered shacharis, or is it a chiluk within the chalos ha-chiyuv, that they're both considered mincha, but one of the tefillahs mincha is the chiyuv for mincha, and one of the tefillahs mincha is the chiyuv for the tefillah that you missed. That's a fancy way of saying it, but what it basically boils down to is when I miss shacharis and I daven mincha twice, am I davening two minchas, or am I davening one mincha and one shacharis? So if you read the Gemara carefully, there seems to be conflicting mashmoyos within the sugya here. The Gemara in Kavavim and Aleph, the Mishnah told us that tefillas hashachar is ad chatzos according to Chachamim, and Rabbi Yehuda says ad al shas. So Gemara asks, a couple lines down, B'kuli amma ad chatzos v'tulo. Is it really true that according to no one can one daven shachar after chatzos? The Amr of Mari, Breda of Huna, Breda of Yirmi, Abar Abba, Amr of Yochanan, Ta'a v'lo es palo arvis, es palo v'shachar sayim. If you were Toh and didn't daven Mari, you can daven shachar twice. Shacharis mispalo mincha shtayim. If you didn't daven shacharis, you can daven mincha twice. You can daven twice during the time of mincha. Kuli yoma matzi vazil. So you see that you can daven the entire day. So how can you tell me that tefillah shacharis is achatzos? You can daven past chatzos. So what do you see? If the tefillah tashlumin is just another mincha, and the nature of the takana is you can daven mincha twice, but it's not doesn't correspond to the lost shacharis. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's saying, don't you see from the din of tashlumin you can daven shacharis after chatzos? No, that's not shacharis, that's mincha. Shacharis is al chatzos. And if you miss shacharis, you can daven mincha twice. Ella, the simple reading of the Gemara seems to indicate that the tashlumin that you daven in the time of mincha is really shacharis. So that's how you can have a kasha. How could it be the Mishnah tells you that tefillah shacharis is only ad chatzos? No, you see, there's a din of tashlumin which allows you to daven shacharis even later. And that tefillah tashlumin is considered shacharis. And then the Gemara goes on. What's the Gemara's answer? No, kuli yom matzi v'azil al chatzos. Kuli yom matzi v'azil. You can daven all day. Ad chatzos yavi leiskar tefillah b'zmana. But the difference is that till chatzos you get skar tefillah b'zmana. Mikan ve'elach skar tefillah yavi lei skar tefillah b'zmana lo yavi lei. From that point on, after chatzos, you don't get the skar of tefillah b'zmana, but you get the skar of tefillah on some level. So again, that sounds like that when you daven tefillah tashlumin, so you're getting some schar for tefillah shacharis, it's just not considered shacharis bizman. There's another nice sefer that I came across this week, Rabbi Harari showed me, called the Mereshes Moshe. The Mereshes Moshe in Siman Kaftes says that there's another, the opposite mashmos from the same lines thing where we just read. The Gemara says, Tav lefal arvis mispal b'shacharis shtayim, shacharis mispal b'mincha shtayim. That sounds like both tefillahs are considered mincha, both tefillahs are considered shacharis. not necessarily so meduic, because it says bishachris. So bishachris doesn't mean midav bishachris twice, it means midavning during the time of bishachris twice. It could be the tefillah that you're davening is really considered mar. The tefillah you're davening during mincha is tashlumin is considered shachris. So if you were to pick one mashmah from reading the sugya, be more inclined to say that it's mashmah that the tashlumin is considered to be the previous tefillah, the tefillah that you missed, and not the current tefillah. Let's talk about nafkamina and why this question is at all relevant. So one nafkamina should be whether one could be mispalel the tefillah tashlumin prior to the zman of the next tefillah. Let's say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for whom tefillah shacharis is at arba shavs. So then, in tefillah mincha is until chatzos and a half. Half past chatzos. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, during that whole period from the end of the fourth hour until bar mincha gedola, or according to the chachamim, from chatzos until half past chatzos, the period when you can't daven shacharis because it's too early for mincha, could you daven tefillah shacharis? So if the nature of tefillah tashlumin is that it's really a makeup for chakras and it's considered to be chakras, so then one could argue that the takana of tashlumin allows you to daven chakras after the zman chakras, but it doesn't have to be zman mincha yet. But if the nature of the takana is that it's the new tefillah, you're davening mincha twice, so then obviously you can't daven mincha before zman mincha. You'd have to wait until half past chatzos, until mincha gedola, in order to be able to daven the tefillah tashlumin. That's probably machlokas rishonim. The Beis Yosef in Simon Peites, Dibur Maskel Vim Avar, his muskel rishon reading the riff, it's not very clear what the riff is saying, if you want to take a look, but his muskel rishon in the riff, which he backs away from, but the Tashbates assumes that that's John in the riff, Tashbates in our sugya, in his Perish on Brachos. So the Tashbates' understanding of the riff, which is the Beis Yosef's muskel rishon of the riff, is that one could be mashlim the missed tefillah prior to the zman of the next tefillah. If a person didn't daven shacharis, then he could be mashlim tefillah shacharis between chatzos and half past chatzos. He doesn't have to wait until zman mincha. And the opinion of the Rashba, which we pass in like lalacha, is that no, one does have to wait until zman mincha in order to be yotzei tefillah tashlumin. The Rashba is here at the beginning of the perek. Hebrew maskel tavel is follow. I'll read you a few lines. Miu, dafka b'zman tefillah. That tashlumin can only be affected during zman tefillah. Lefi, shakeven shehu zman tefillah v'u asak b'tefillah. So, since that is zman tefillah, and he is engaged in tefillah, in the current tefillah, chozer mashla mashita b'tefillah. So he's able to make up that which he already missed. Avo shalom zman tefillah lo. Sheimlo kain, my mispala arvis shtai mispala mincha shtai mdekam. Or why does the Gemara say that you daven shacharis twice, you daven mincha twice? Lema tavil mispala shacharis kodem chatzos, kodem mispala achar chatzos. So the Gemara should have said, if you didn't daven shacharis before chatzos, you can daven after chatzos. The fact that the Gemara uses the lashon tavil mispala shacharis mispala mincha or bim mincha shtayim sounds like it's dafka during the zman of tefillah mincha, not just after the zman of tefillah shacharis. So for that reason, the Rashba thinks that one can only be yosei tefillah tashlumin during the zman of the subsequent tefillah. Yeah.
We don't have to say that according to the Rashba, it's the tashlumin is a din in another tefillah mincha. You could say it's a din in a tefillah shacharis. It's just this concept of zman tefillah and mikatzos ad chatzos b'chetzi. Zman tefillah is pakar.
No, but if it's tashlumin for shacharis, then why does it have to be during the zman mincha?
Not during zman mincha. It has to be during the zman tefillah.
There is a zman tefillah, and that's not a zman tefillah.
That's not a zman tefillah.
Why should it have to be during a zman tefillah? The whole rationale of tashlumin, lashon hatosis, for example.
We're doing a tefillah, so it makes sense to say during a zman tefillah, not that, but during a zman tefillah.
So is that not as zman tefillah? So, Tosa uses the lashon of levai sheispal adam kol hayom, and the Rebbe Yehuda uses the lashon of tefillah rachamininu, and therefore you can daven, you can be masim all day.
But the Rashba that was just quoted, uses the lashon of zman tefillah, right?
Dafka b'zman tefillah, right?
He doesn't mention zman tefillah mincha. Maybe I'm being too nedaic, but he specifies zman tefillah.
So why does it say has to be dafka during Eizman Tefillah? Eizman Tefillah, she came and she was man Tefillah, but what's it Tefillah? So close the mash, the mash is habit Tefillah, so I wish I love Eizman Tefillah, so you want to say okay, I hear that. And Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Emissary Yaakov is medayik within the Rambam that there's no such thing as man tefillah shachris luchon as man tefillah mincha luchon, that in principle the entire day is all man tefillah. So it's not that there are three distinct man tefillah, but the entire day is considered man tefillah. But you don't have to say that in the Rashba. If you want to say the Rashba, that there are distinct man tefillah, and there are periods in the day which are not called as Mantvila. And we're not working with the idea of Levashi's Pala Kol Yom as a Rashi and Alfred Tashlevin. I guess I'd have to read the other pieces of the Rashba carefully to see what that is. But I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
That might also work in the Rashba that the Mishnah quotes about in terms of between 4 and 6.
Yeah. That's his Rashba, yeah.
That's the same Rashba as this? But here what he's saying is, I mean, in terms of getting started to feel a shalom bizman, you have to be between Dalet and Hatzos. Here you're saying, though, it has to be Dafka after 12 and a half.
For the Tashlumin, it has to be after 12 and a half.
Right. Here he's talking about, though not Tashlumin, here he's talking about getting to feel a shalom bizman, meaning davening after Behud bizman, but during Chachamim bizman. So the Kesemisha brings that some Rishonim assume that means only before Zman Mincha comes. So it would be until Chatzos and a half hour. He says that, but the Rashba says that it has to be Dafka before Chatzos.
Okay. Okay.
Because if you took this whole Zman Tefillah thing, that might be an issue.
Okay. Good. Okay. In Shulchan Aruch, we pass on like this Rashba that one can only be Yotzei Tefillah Tashlumin Bizman. Bizman the next tefillah, Simen Kuf Ches Seif Gimel. Another possible nafkamina, the Gemara in Daf Kaf Vav Amud Beis on the top, Tana Rabban and Tavu was Pala Mincha Be'er Shabbos Mishpala B'Leil Shabbos Tzayim. If you neglected to daven Mincha and Be'er Shabbos, you daven Mariv Friday night twice. Tavu was Pala Mincha B'Shabbos Mishpala Mosei Shabbos. So the din here is that if you neglected to daven for Friday afternoon, you daven Maariv twice, both of those Maarivs are the Shabbistic Maariv. The Ra'ah and the Ritva here both comment that the reason the Maariv that you daven B'Toras Tashlumin is the Nusach of Shabbos and not the Nusach of Chol is the Rabbanon lo matrichuhu b'kula. Now the Rabbanon were matriach you to daven the whole Shemana Esrei for the Tashlumin, it's sufficient to daven the seven brachos of the Shabbos of Shemana Esrei. So the Mereshit Moshe points out that's mashma, that in principle you really should have davened the Tefillah Shelchol. It's only because we don't want to be matriach you that we say it's not necessary. But if not for that factor of tircha, then maybe you should have davened the tefillah shalchal. So that's a little bit mashma that the tashlumin is really considered the previous tefillah and not the current tefillah.
He says that in terms of tashlumin mariv,
right,
that maybe the second one should have been the tefillah shalchal, but we're not.
Maybe the second one, which is the tashlumin, you should have davened the nusach shalchal. But there are other ritvah say we're not much real for you to do that.
So, what about on Motzei Shabbos, where we say daven twice, shel chol?
Right.
So, according to this Sfarah, the second one should be shel Shabbos, and that's shorter. So, we don't, and it's not Shabbos, so we don't have the problem with Terechah. So, according to this, why Motzei Shabbos don't we say Tashlumin, the second one is Shel Shabbos?
So I think you would have to say that. Again, we don't want to be much real you on Shabbos after Daven. Really, should perhaps have had to Daven the Yerchas Baruch Hashem Ramit Yerchin Shabbos. But most of Shabbos. So, what the Rav will say is that it's impossible to Daven a Nusach Shel Shabbos B'chol. You could Daven in principle a Nusach Shel Chol B'Shabbos because those brachas are Shaykh to Shabbos just as well. In principle, but you can never daven a nusach shal, even if it's a tashlumin for Shabbos tefillah, you can never daven a nusach shal Shabbos b'chol.
People say it's not a tircha. Say the normal
18
is not a tircha.
No, but the question is if we're pinning on the ra'ah that the tashlumin is really the tefillah that you missed, and you should daven the shmona esrei of the tefillah that you missed, then on Motzei Shabbos you should daven the shmona esrei of Shabbos.
You're saying they don't care about
not being
much
either. No, the damage when after Shabbos isn't a tirch, if anything, it's shorter.
You should say
right? But I think the point has to be that it's still impossible to daven, even with Taras HaShlumim, it's impossible to daven a tefillah shel Shabbos b'chol. I think anyway, I'll point out that this nafkamina doesn't really fit so neatly. Let me just round this out and then we'll come back to it. Yeah.
Even the Shabbos tefillos themselves, the sfar of Lohei Tuchu is shaykhin on Shabbos itself. I mean, the Shabbos tefillos themselves, we should be davening 18 bubbles.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So it could be that it is a married tefillah, it's just that they're applying the sfar of Lohei Tuchu, even though the Maisa is the Shabbos tefillah, you can still apply it to the Shabbos tefillah.
In which case? The Shabbos case or the Friday night case?
Friday night case.
Yeah.
Even all the Shabbos tefillos that
really, you should have davened Shmoneh Esrei, right?
So he's applying it to that tefillah as well. Even if the Maaseh is not the tefillah mincha of Erev Shabbos.
Even if it's not the tefillah mincha of Erev Shabbos, so there's no Havamina, you should have to daven the Yechas Brachos.
There's just as much as Havamina there, but as any other tefillah in Shabbos.
But we definitely pass on that you don't daven Shmoneh Esrei Brachos on normal tefillah Shabbos. Question here is if it's Betaras Tashlumin, and that Tashlumin would in theory correspond to a chol tefillah, then would you daven shmoneh esrei brachos for the tashlumin? But to that, the Ron Rizva say lo tzrichu rabbanon. I'll come back to this in a minute. But the Taz in Siman Kof Ches of Katan Ches paskin that we'll take a step back. So it should come out according to the Ra. The Ra says that in principle you really could have, maybe should have davened the chol shmoneh esrei as your tashlumin on Friday night, but lo tzrichu rabbanon. But then it should come out that b'di'eved, if you did end up davening the chol shmoneh esrei, then you're yotzei, because in principle you could have and maybe should have. The Taz paskins in Siman Kof Ches of Katan Ches that even b'di'eved, if you daven the chol shmoneh esrei on Friday night, you're not yotzei, because there's no, it's inconceivable to have a tefillah Shabbos without mention of Shabbos. So the Taz is definitely assuming that that's called the tefillah Shabbos. L'halach l'magan Avraham, it's Sif Katan Debez, it's no to l'kula, that's where the Mishabur comes out also, in Sif Katan Kafhei. That b'di'eved, if you were mispalel the tefillah shel chol, as you touch them in your yotzei. But as you're pointing out, it doesn't fit so neatly into our original question, because even if l'halacha, we want to assume that the tashlumin is considered the new tefillah, and that's why, let's say, if you fit the Rashba into our original presentation, that you could only daven the tefillah during this man, the tefillah tashlumin during this man of the new tefillah, but either way, it could still be that you're yotzei the tefillah chol on Shabbos, because me'ikar adin, the tefillah shmoneh esrei is shayach to Shabbos. In principle, you could have davened shmoneh esrei brachos every tefillah of Shabbos. So it doesn't necessarily fit so neatly into our question. The Mereshes Moshe quotes two other Marmer comments that fit into this discussion. The Drisha in Simin Tav Kaf Beis, Os Beis, Kosa Kalbo. what happens if a person neglects to daven mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and he davens a tashlumin Maariv Erev Rosh Chodesh? So the Kolbo says, and in that case, the second tefillas Maariv, the one that's betar tashlumin, you don't say Yalavi Avon. Even though it's Rosh Chodesh, the second tefillah, which is tashlumin for mincha, you don't say Yalavi Avon. And the Rishon asks, how could that be? You're davening Maariv for Rosh Chodesh. How could you not say Yalavi Avon? So it would seem that the Kolbo is assuming the tashlumin is really in place of tefillas mincha, and therefore there's no reason to mention Yalavi Avo when you're bimaslim the lost tefillas mincha, because mincha wasn't Erev Rosh Chodesh. And the Drisha is assuming la'alacha that the tashlumin is really the nature of the tashlumin is that of the tefila, the zman of which you're davening during, and even though you're being mashed with tefillas mincha, that's called a ma'ariv. So you're davening two ma'ariv. One ma'ariv b'taras ma'ariv, and one ma'ariv b'taras tashlumin for mincha, and therefore you would say yalav yavo. Similarly, the Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Pei Ches, Sheif Karton Yudzayin Kotsa Ma'aril, addresses the following question. Why is it that we pass in la'alacha that if a person starts eating shalosh shittos on Shabbos afternoon, and he keeps on eating till it's no longer Shabbos, when you bench, you still recite Yitzay? Because there we go, Basar Tchila. And yet, if a person davens Atchilas Tashlumin on a Moshe Shabbos, if you forgot to daven Minchan Shabbos, there both Tchilas are Tchilas Chol. All right. So the Maharal says, no, the difference is that when it comes to Tashlumin, the Tfilas Tashlumin is really the new Tfila. When you're davening Maariv, the Torah Tashlumin, it's not that you're davening Mincha, it's that you're davening two Maarivs, and that's what the nature of the Tashlumin is. You're davening an additional Maariv. If you're davening an additional Maariv, there's no reason that the Nusach of that Maariv should reflect the Shabbosic davening, because you're not davening Mincha, you're davening Maariv. What's the din? The person for the gata daven Maariv on Friday night, and he daven tashlumin Shabbos Shachris. What is the nusach of that tefillah? Is the nusach Atakidasta, or is the nusach Yismach Moshe? So this question is addressed by the Tashbeit in his Perush on Brachos. And the Tashbeit says, Dibur Masal Tani Rabbana and Ta'a, that in that case you say v'atakidashta, you say atakidashta. Kol kidei lahavchin shezu shel tashlumini. So you've missed the Friday night Maariv, and you're davening an additional shachar for the Torah tashlumin, but the nusach for that tefillah tashlumin is the nusach of Maariv. So that sounds like the tashlumin that you're davening is really the tefillah that you missed. And the Shari Tshuva in Hilcho Shabbos in Siman Reis Amiches Sifkat and Aleph, which I think we assume like Valacha, Kosim Hashalah, that you say Yismach Moshe.
Who's that?
The Shalah quoted by the Shari Tshuva in Siman Reis Amiches. So it happens to be that and it's the original source, but the way the Shari Tshuva quotes this, he says the reason you say Yismach Moshe not a Takidashta is that the nusach of a Takidashta is lo shayach kolkach b'shachris. The theme of a Takidashta is only relevant when Shabbos begins and isn't relevant Shabbos morning. But what would he say? We forgot to daven shachris. You daven mincha twice. You say atachad or Yismach Moshe. So the Tashbeitz talks about both cases. He says if you daven shachris twice, you say a takidashta for the second one. If you daven mincha twice, you say it's not moshe the second one. So will the shari tshuva be mechalik, or is he assuming as a general statement that the nature of tefillah tashlumin is that it's the to be considered the tefillah that whose man you're in now, and therefore the nusach of both shachris would be the same, because it's not really a mar, but it's two shachris, and the nusach of both minchas would be the same as well. the Tshuvas Torah Lishma, quoted in the State Sofim on Brachos here, addresses the following shaila. There was a rich fellow who had a shtiebel in his house, and he had a friend of his over for a Malava Malka on a Motzei Shabbos. And he tried to convince the friend to daven at his shtiebel. So the friend took a shvua, which I wouldn't recommend, the friend took a shvua that he'll daven at the shtiebel Shachris Mincha Maariv on Sunday and Shachris Mincha Maariv on Monday. So Sunday morning he gets up and he goes to shul and he davens at the shtiebel, fine. Then something happens and he forgets to daven Mincha. And he comes back to the shtiebel for Maariv and davens Tefillas Tashlumin. So he wanted to know whether he had fulfilled his shvua by davening Tashlumin of Maariv for Mincha. Is that considered that he had daven mincha, or is that not considered that he daven mincha and therefore he was in violation of Shavua? So again, that's our question, I think. Is Tefillah Tashlumin really the Tefillah that you miss, or is it the new Tefillah? And here it has potentially significant afkamina in terms of whether you bother the new Shavua. So the Torah Lishma doesn't really develop this idea at all, but he seems to come down on the side that it's considered like the Tefillah that you're masid, it's considered like mincha, and he fulfilled his shvua, but one could argue the other side as well. That's another nafkamina to this discussion. But, something to keep in mind when you see the swarm of other nafkaminas, won't get into everything, but when you go through the sugya, something to keep in mind how things fall along these lines.
Just maybe this is borders on Machshava, but... Mm-hmm.